In a little over a month, the pastoral winter scenes at Yellowstone National Park will include rangers in respirators and protective headgear. Those wardrobe accessories are going to be required because of the annual influx of thousands of noisy and smoky snowmobiles. The Clinton administration tried to ban the snow machines from Yellowstone, but the Bush administration now has a new proposal which allows more snowmobiles in the park, as NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The new proposal suggests that more is actually less. It sets first-ever daily limits on snowmobiles in Yellowstone. That means fewer machines in the park on the busiest days when 1,200 snowmobiles cruise snow-covered roads. But on most days, more are allowed than the park typically gets. That's math that just doesn't add up for Chris Mell of the Wilderness Society.
Well, it's an indicator that the administration's going to turn its back on the science and the public input and the opinion of experts about what's best for the nation's first national park. To propose expanding rather than phasing out snowmobile use in Yellowstone demonstrates how focused the administration is on serving the narrow special interest of the snowmobile industry rather than the greater national interest in protecting America's first national park.
The National Park Service won't talk about the proposal until it's officially released Tuesday. Some details were leaked to the Los Angeles Times and confirmed by NPR. A federal source familiar with the plan notes it's designed to limit snowmobiles on the busiest days and spread out the machines and their noise and pollution to other days and lesser-used sections of Yellowstone. Guides will be required, a move to stem harassment of wildlife, and emissions and noise standards will force use of quieter and cleaner machines. Bill Dard of the Blue Ribbon Coalition praised the proposal from the floor of a snowmobile show in Utah.
The Clinton administration was bent on reducing access severely all over the country, and this was one of the most glaring examples. So it is a paradigm shift, and one that we are very happy to see.
There's cautious approval in towns dependent on Yellowstone and snowmobiles in winter, where some wait to see the new plan's details. Brad Schmier has been renting snowmobiles in West Yellowstone, Montana for 30 years.
If we're going to continue to allow historic type snowmobile usage in Yellowstone and the surrounding area, then that will mean that we can maintain things that we all take for granted. The tax base will be there, so that means we will continue to have streets and fire hydrants and fire protection and police protection. Because without those dollars, that stuff will go away. It's just that simple.
Schmier worries the new limits mean less business on the busiest days, which tend to be holidays. He thinks the guiding requirement will make snowmobiling too expensive for some customers. Chris Mell of the Wilderness Society worries more about the health of park rangers, the safety of bison and other wildlife, and the peaceful experience many winter Yellowstone visitors seek. Mel also doubts that quieter and cleaner snowmobiles will make a difference.
The Park Service itself, several years ago, gave a direct quote about snowmobiles and new technology for snowmobiles. And that quote was, cleaner is not clean, quieter is not quiet. And the implication there is pretty direct, that the only way to really protect human health and to protect the park itself is to phase out snowmobiles in the park.
That's actually one of the options the Park Service and the Bush administration considered. And it'll be listed as an option in the proposal set for release on Tuesday. But the same document is clear about the preferred choice, which could put more snowmobiles in more places on some days in Yellowstone. A final decision is set for March. Howard Berkus, NPR News.